Conversation 7, Taking a Taxi, Part 4. Now listen to the conversation again. After you've listened to the conversation, you'll be asked some questions about the meanings of certain words.
Hej, vart vill du åka?
Hej, kan du köra mig till Råsunda?
Ja visst.
Är det mycket trafik?
Nej, inte så mycket.
Vad bra. Matchen börjar om en halvtimme.
Det hinner vi. Vilka spelar?
AIK mot Djurgården.
Oj, då blir det mycket folk.
25 minutes later.
Det blir 230 kronor, tack.
Här, det är jämnt. Hej då.
Okay, so now we have a few questions for you about the conversation. Question 1. What does this word mean?
Köra. Köra.
If you said drive, you're absolutely correct. Now, let's practice saying, can you drive a car? Listen and repeat.
Kan du köra bil? Kan du köra bil?
As you've probably noticed, the word for can, meaning be able to, is very similar in Swedish. Listen and repeat.
Kan. Kan.
Can is an auxiliary verb. And after can, a second verb will have to be in the infinitive and not in the present tense. This is how you say, she can drive a car. Listen and repeat.
Hon kan köra bil. Hon kan köra bil.
Good. Now, let's answer the man's question. First, listen to him ask, can you drive a car? Then say, yes, I can drive a car. Ready? Here you go.
Kan du köra bil?
Well done. Your answer should have sounded like this.
Ja, jag kan köra bil.
Good. Okay. Are you ready for the next question? Question 2. When do you use this short word in a sentence?
Inte. Inte.
Do you know the answer? It's the word for not. So, you use it when you want to say a negative sentence. Okay. Before we use this important word in a conversation, let's go back to asking if you can drive a car. Remember that one?
Kan du köra bil?
Good. Now, let's answer the man's question in the negative form using this new word. First, listen to him ask, can you drive a car? Then say, no, I can't drive a car. Ready? Here you go.
Kan du köra bil?
Well done. Your answer should have sounded like...
Nej, jag kan inte köra bil.
Notice that the word...
Inte.
Follows after the first verb, which in this sentence is can. Do you want to try again? Listen to the question about another vehicle and answer negatively again.
Kan du köra buss?
Well done again. Your answer should have sounded like...
Nej, jag kan inte köra buss.
All right, last question. Question 3. What does the following expression mean?
Det är jämnt. Det är jämnt.
It might be a bit tricky to remember this one out of context. The word means keep the change, but literally it means it's even. Let's practice by saying... Keep the change when the taxi driver says how much the fare is. Ready?
Det blir 230 kronor, tack.
Okay, good work. Do you want to practice some more? Then just go back to the beginning of this track and work through it again. If not, it looks like you're ready to move on to part 5.